Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You will hear from Beck Malenstein. Last time we had him on, B, was right before they had a baby. Remember that?
Yeah.
Busy fella.
Yeah.
Playoff games coming up. We will run you through the complete Caps playoff schedule coming up at 11:30, when the games are, etc. We know Sunday, 3 o'clock, is the debut. Caps, Rangers. Caps are going to beat the Rangers, Jeff. I think they win it in six. I'm not sure I actually believe it, but I'm willing. I'm speaking it into existence.
All right.
Right now, though, it's time for you guys to hear directly from Adam Peters and Lance Newmark on more than one occasion. I applaud that Peters had Newmark up there with him, his assistant general manager. The two of them had a really comfortable rapport. These are questions from reporters to the Commanders brass, I believe, starting with John Keim from ESPN.
John Keim, ESPN. This is for both of you. You guys have both been part of organizations that have been turned around by a good draft. When you look at the picks you have in the top 100, especially maybe where it matches up with the strength of the draft, how much can this draft kind of really catapult this organization?
Yeah, coming into this, we've been really fortunate to have six picks in the top 100. Like you said, that's a big deal. And especially, I mean, having the number, it's not just six picks in the top 100, it's the number two overall pick, and then really high second round picks, and then three third rounds. So that's a lot that we can do with that. It can really help us. We've done Lance has done a really good job in free agency, we all have, and now we have a chance to really supplement that and now build through this draft and with these nine picks that we have. And so, we're really fortunate to have that, and I think we have a real chance to make this team a lot better.
Yeah, I think with what we did in free agency, it allowed us to have more freedom in the draft to go various different directions rather than need. It really allowed us to blend need and talent. And the quality of the picks, like Adam talked about, at the top of the rounds, just the real high quality level of the picks, especially those top six, really allow us to make a dramatic impact on our roster right away.
You may have noticed there's a lot of attention paid to the quarterback position in this draft. I'm curious, how close are you to finalizing the player you want, and when would you like to and need to settle on a guy?
Yeah, we're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do, and as you guys may be getting, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented, so we have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there. We haven't done that yet, and then later tonight we have a medical meeting as well to go over all the medicals in the combine and get that information as well, and just ask pointed questions if there are any on certain players, if we have some questions on that. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now, I will say this also, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea what we're doing early next week.
Is the possibility... Oh, hi, Nikki from the Washington Post. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The possibility of coming away from day one with not just one selection, but two, is that a consideration for you guys?
Yeah, I think with the optionality we have in all those picks, anything's in consideration. So, like we've said before, we're going to do whatever's best for this organization. So if that's moving up, if that's moving back, we'll do that. And lucky for us, we have the ability to do so with all the ammo we have.
And then for both of you, you talked about some of the changes you've made just to prepare for the draft process. How many, for each of you, how much have you drawn from previous stops and how you've gone about this pre-draft process?
Yeah, you want to take that?
Yeah, we had never worked together, but we've been close friends. And my goal coming in here was to make, we had roughly 70 days to get it right. And my goal was to make this as comfortable for Adam and as where he has the ultimate level of confidence in what we're doing on draft night. So it took that approach, 70 days to get it right for him the way he wants it to be, while also kind of interjecting my opinions, my experiences. And I think we've done a pretty good job of collaborating. Like, this is what I like to do. This is what he likes to do. This is what he's used to. This is what I'm used to. And while also asking a lot of everybody in this building to help make that a reality. But I feel really confident with where we are currently, and I think we've done a good job in a condensed amount of time getting to where we need to be to make good decisions next week.
Yeah, I think that's. Do you want me to add on to that? That was pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think to add on to that, I would say that we found out a lot about the process, and it'll really be good to implement all the things we learned from what was existing here, what Lance did in Detroit, and what I did in San Francisco, and blend all that together as we move forward for the next, and just make every year even better.
We try to never lose sight of the most important thing is evaluating, getting the players right. It's not going to be perfect in year one. It's going to be ever-changing, ever-developing. And every couple of days we'd remind ourselves of that, you know, just kind of, it's not going to be perfect, but we're gonna get it right. We're gonna make good decisions. So.
Yeah, what's important right now?
Yeah.
Ben Standig with The Athletic. Sort of to the point for both of you, what you're just saying about there will be some mistakes, but you try to do the best. You have the 9 picks. You know, when you are able to move around the board, get more picks, it gives you more shots to on players. How important is that? Obviously, you have the 9 now, but just in general as a philosophy, to have as many picks as possible because there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah, I think, Ben, it's you know this, it's people evaluating people. So, you know, we'd love to sit here and say we're going to go 9 for 9. I hope we do. I have great confidence that we will, but there's a slight chance we won't. And so I say that, I'm joking. But there's a lot to that. Having 9 picks really gives us that where they say you have more swings or however you want to put it. So we're very fortunate to have that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all situational, honestly. There's times where somebody is really jumping out at you as being available, and there's times where you're like, man, there's nothing feels right here, and it might make more sense to go back and take some extra swings later. So I really think, for me personally, it's always situational. It's not like a steadfast philosophy.
And a lot's been made over the last 24, 48 hours about bringing in the 4 quarterbacks. I know you have in the past at San Francisco, Adam, have brought in different prospects before. Is it different with quarterbacks, or what's your sort of philosophy behind bringing in all these guys together?
Yeah, I don't think it's very different personally with quarterbacks. You know, with all these guys, they all know each other really well. And so what was cool is while we got to see them all together in a group setting at the Topgolf, which was really fun, and I think everybody had a great time, and it was very beneficial to see everybody in a more relaxed environment. They all got a lot of time individually with their coaches, with us, you know, where they were staggered coming in too. So it wasn't like they were sitting in a room together. They all had their own individual time with everybody. So it worked out really well. And then you got a great blend of that and then working everybody together, you know, in a fun environment.
Yeah, this is.
You're listening to the press conference of Adam Peters and Lance Newmark, more involved than I anticipated him being the assistant general manager, which is great to hear and see. Peter's empowering his people out there in Ashburn as they get ready for the NFL draft.
Certain individuals were versus others. Just that loose kind of casual feel from the one night to the next day where it was more individualized the next day. So I really thought it was a great experience because – you see how guys are in a group. You see, and then you spend time with them individually as well. So I came away from it very impressed with the process, and I just thought it was a very positive overall experience.
Hi, David Aldridge with The Athletic also. You both have been with very successful organizations the last several years, and so you know what good play looks like, and specifically at the quarterback position. And I just wondered, outside of on-the-field talent, which everybody has preferences about, what do you think about that position lends itself most to success for an organization, for a not just a team, but for an entire organization when someone's doing it correctly?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. And I think there's a lot of different things. I think one is leadership. And if you're talking about just off the field, and leadership can be on the field, a lot of times things blend together too, on and off the field, when you're talking about intelligence and everything else, and processing and everything like that. But I think leadership, and you know, people can lead in different ways, and the best way you lead is how you lead. Like, how you lead might be different than how Ben leads, and so on and so forth. But being yourself and leading in your own way, and that's by doing things the right way, working, you know, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way, because you've earned their trust, because they respect you, because you know they have your back and you have their back, and that you've put in the work. So if I were to point to maybe one thing that we're not talking about that's something that's tangible on the field, I would say that.
Yeah, I would say there are some core traits, I think, that, you know, obviously the film, and then the core traits of work ethic. There's like the great quarterbacks I've been around have tremendous inner belief in themselves. And I think the more you're around a person, the more you feel that, yeah, and see that in them. And I would say the ability to unify people and create a common belief. But that core belief in themselves has always been something that I've seen and been a part of, and seen that be translate to success.
Hey guys, Scott Abraham, ABC7. Good to see you both. Obviously, there's a lot of talk in this town of the magnitude and the weight of this number two overall pick. The word pressure, I mean, how do you kind of embrace that, and do you see that in this situation where you hit this out of the park, huge for the franchise, it could go the other way as well?
Yeah. Do we look stressed? there is a lot of pressure, and it's great responsibility, and we take this very seriously, and that's why, you know, we've been working tirelessly on this and turning over every stone, and we want to do this obviously for this organization, but for this region, for this fan base, and for the men, the coaching staff, and the players on the field to get this right. So it's great responsibility. With that comes pressure, but that's what we signed up for.
The notion of a trade in the draft. Curious what your philosophy is in terms of making a trade, going up, trading back. Both of you feel free to answer.
Yeah, I think you know, where anywhere in the draft, you know, not necessarily number two, but you know, if you're talking about like a trade in the second round or something like that, I think Lance answered that really well. Where it's situational, and it's, you know, what opportunities you have. And ultimately, it's always going to be what's best for your team. You have a great opportunity to move up when you think there's a player there that you can reach, and it's not, you're not giving up too much, and it's a player that can you feel convicted in terms of not only how they fit on the field, but how they fit as a person in your locker room, then you can go up and do that. And same way when Lance, the example that Lance gave, when either you're not feeling like you really want to pick somebody with the pick that you're at, or maybe you have three guys that you have at the same level and say, okay, we can trade down a little bit and still get one of these three guys. So it's all about the situation and where you're at, and you just have to be ready to do it. And you do that by preparation, by conversations with other teams, and then just understanding the value of draft picks, and having the technology too at your fingertips to understand, okay, this is what it would take to move up, this is what it would take to move back. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I think what Lance said is it's situational.
Sam Fortier with the Washington Post. This is related sort of to DA's question. Why is quarterback evaluation so hard? And since you guys have been in the league, do you think the league has improved at it?
Oh, wow. I don't know if we've improved at it. If you look at the the 21 draft, right, which I was a part of in that one too, and that was you're seeing that it wasn't a ton of success at the top end of that draft based on so far. There's all those guys' stories are yet to be written. So it is hard, and it's really hard, but you try to learn from all those things that you as you go along. I've been in this 20 we've both been in this 20 plus years, so we have a lot of experience, both good and bad. You probably learn a little bit more from your bad experiences and from your good experiences, but you try to bank all those experiences and everything you learn and help you make the best decision the next time. But just like anything, I think we talked about it, maybe it was at the combine, but it's a lot easier to evaluate a defensive end than it is a quarterback, because it's, you know, there's so many other things that go into a quarterback than just what you see on the tape. And that's really the core of it, is just there's so many different variables within a quarterback, what he has to do on the field each and every day and what he has to do every day in preparation to get there. I'm not minimizing defensive ends by any means. I was one. But it's a little more simple in terms of the evaluation process.
Without giving away state secrets, can you give us an example of how you and Adam have worked together, that collaboration, or, you know, a certain thing throughout the process that's stood out to you?
I would say what has stood out to me was, I wasn't sure what to expect, to be honest with you. I mean, as good of friends as we are, we haven't really talked about processes and how we do things. So I came in really just open-minded to try to do the best work for him and make it as good as it can be for us. I would say I've been really impressed with how prepared he was for this job. That'd probably be the thing that I would say first and foremost. He was extremely prepared for this, and just how confident he is in what we're doing as a team and this whole process. And I guess I would say the most important thing is how prepared he is and how hard he works. Those are the two things that have jumped out to me. And very even keeled and steady. There's very little fluctuation. Very poised, calm, and it's a great environment to be in.
Thanks. I'll give you that $20 when we get back to the office.
C1 Associated Press. Adam, are you still considering trading down, or have you guys decided to use that number two pick?
We feel great about staying at number two. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. Yeah, we feel great about sticking there.
How do you see the offensive linemen, particularly tackles in this draft? And it seems like there are a handful of first-round and kind of second-round prospects available at that position.
Yeah, I think it's pretty universally known. It's a really good tackle class, deep tackle class. As you can see in a lot of the mock drafts, there's a ton of those guys coming off in the first round. So we got a chance to visit with a lot of them, and really at different levels. But yeah, we're really, really excited about that group. And really, I actually think it's a really good draft, you know, especially for us. Fortunate in that in the top 100, there's a lot of really good players there. It may thin out later. That remains to be seen. But tackle and a lot of other positions, there's a lot of really good players that'll be available.
Tom Lavero with the Washington Times. This is for Adam. Before you even took this job, at the end of this college football season, did you have a quarterback that you liked the most? And if so, has that changed?
That's a great question. No, because before I took this job, we weren't really scouting quarterbacks, especially top of the draft quarterbacks, really hard. Because we had Brock Purdy. I was with San Francisco, as you know, Tom. In our job and what Lance's job will be, you have to really prioritize your time. And there's a lot of things that you have to do besides just college draft. There's free agency, there's managing people, there's a lot of different things. So I tried to, over my, I think, 7 years there, I learned that I need to focus my energy on things that will be great for the team. And so spending a ton of time on the first-round quarterbacks wasn't something that I did. I really wish I would have done that a little bit more. Didn't know that this was going to happen. But so really didn't dig into this group of guys as much as I would have liked to. I knew who they were. I'd watched them, but I hadn't done the full workup and evaluation like I had done at some other positions. So really came in with a clean slate and was extremely impressed with a lot of the quarterbacks in this class.
Yeah. J.P. Finley with NBC4 and 106.7. Question for both you guys. Whether it's round one or round five, as you're watching, if you see a guy like this guy could be a Pro Bowler in 3 years versus this guy can start for us week one, how do you make that determination of what you go for?
Yeah, it's I think it depends a couple of things where you are in the draft, like you said, whether it's round one or round five. I think you don't really want to pick a guy. Just me personally, I don't want to pick a guy who's going to start in 3 years in the first round. But you might be a little more patient in later rounds, especially depending on what you have on your team too. So it's really dependent on what you have on your team, where you are in the draft, what position it is, and who you have in front of them. So that really kind of, for me, it allows you to not be so locked in on we need this person right now, which is one of the reasons why we did what we did in free agency. Was, you know, so you don't, if there's a player maybe at one position that might need a year, which a lot of guys in college, they do need a year now. It's just, especially in our league, there's not as much development in college, and there's not as much time for us to develop the guys in the off season. So a guy can be a really good player year two, but they can stink in year one. There's been a lot of good stories that, I don't want to say stink, but just not ready. And so I've been around a lot of players that weren't ready in year one, but they had that year under their belt and they were really good year two. So it gives you a little bit of runway if you have the guys in front of them like I think we do in terms of, you know, our depth chart right now.
That was Adam Peters' press conference from yesterday in Ashburn. You also heard Lance Newmark in there. Lot of impressive stuff. My favorite question was Wino. Steve Wino he went so direct. I think he caught Peters off guard, and it was the one, like, actual piece of news we got. Yeah, we're not going to trade number two. Maybe that was obvious, but now we know it. What else is obvious? Your mic was off. I didn't hear what you said.
That's who you think you do.
I tend to agree with that. I don't think they're trading number two. What else is obvious? If you're looking to buy or sell a car, you need to call the good people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They got 7 dealerships all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly and back again. You can get anything you want, all the styles, all the makes, all the models, and they've got great financing options, which matters a lot because financing these days is tricky.
Finance is everything, and, you know, also they give you that Orsman Lifetime Edge. They give you up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. Listen, you always hear me talk about Billy and Chantilly, but everybody over there in that building, they really work. You got Bryant over there, who I worked with when I bought my car.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Clara, who made everything work very smoothly when I took my car in to get my tow hitch put on. Everybody seems to be very, very aware and want to take care of you. And I think that's the main thing, customer service. There's also good news. If you have a car to sell, take it to Oarsman. They give you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy. And you can take it from us, JP and B. Mitch. You know what? We're two extremely satisfied Oarsman customers, and let's ride together.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka.
Yes.
Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. What is the plan tonight? What is your plan?
My plan?
Yeah, so Brian is getting honored tonight. The D.C. Touchdown Club has an annual dinner. It's a lot of fun. I've been before.
I want to chill. Need some water.
I'm sure. What time are you going to go over there?
Six. Around 6, 6:15.
Okay, I'll meet you over there at 6, 6:15.
That's when it starts.
Okay.
I gotta jump on a bike at 7 in the morning, bro.
Yeah, you got a busy day tomorrow. So you do. I mean, you have B. Mitch is being honored by the DC Touchdown Club for the Career Achievement Award tonight. And then tomorrow morning, you got your bike ride with Bees.
Yeah.
You're going to, what do you ride? 108 miles?
We're going to ride 59 miles tomorrow. And we'll leave in the morning from Crystal City. We'll end up in Frederick, Maryland. Spend the night there. We ride with the military riders and adaptive riders. And then we're going to leave from there Sunday morning and finish our ride, the 49, the last leg of it, and end up in Gettysburg sometime around 1:30 on Sunday.
Now, last year,
about 6,900 miles.
Last year, the night in Frederick got away from you a little bit.
No. It didn't get away. It was exactly what I expected. I rode this ride before.
Any chance tonight will get away from you a little bit?
Not tonight.
Mark Mosley's going to be there. Gary Williams. You'll have all sorts of football people from all over the D.C. area.
Nah, you know, I'll be all right.
Damn, you know how much a ticket is to this dinner tonight?
I don't know.
$500.
Hey, man, it's big time.
It's a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Out on River Road in Bethesda. It'd be nice. I think that tonight will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Coming up, 11:45 is Bees. My boy Paul Troth, who coaches Elite 11 football, is going to join us at noon. He knows all these guys. He used to do TV with B and I back in the day. It'll be interesting to talk to Paul on these prospects, maybe get away from the odds makers and emojis and just talk ball. 12:30, Beck Malenstein will join us. That is going to be awesome. I did want to alert everybody, probably by now you've seen it, but we've got the full Caps playoff timeline now. We've known Sunday, 3 o'clock for some time. That's game one at Madison Square Garden, Caps Rangers. 3 o'clock Sunday. Mark your calendar. Game two, Tuesday night, Madison Square Garden, 7 o'clock. All right, Jeff? Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. I will be up at I've never been to a hockey game at Madison Square Garden. Going up there to cover everything for NBC4. Make sure you check out our coverage throughout the week. Have you ever been to a hockey game at the Garden?
Not a hockey game.
Me either. I've
been to basketball and fight.
Something just happened to Jeff. I've been to basketball, a fight, and a concert.
Yeah.
What just happened, Jeff? Because Lord knows your computer.
Dennis Lewis. Saw him fight.
I saw Roy Jones Jr. What happened, Jeff?
The computer just updated in the middle of us on the show.
Oh, that computer?
Yes.
Yo, my computer just limits our ability to take calls.
For the moment.
Does that mean you can't go to break?
Hopefully we can.
Daniel, we need you.
Yo, I am not in charge of anything. Whoever is running these updates, whether it's from New York or Mars or Los Angeles, stop. Like, whoever is pushing these things, stop. This computer has been updating no lie for at least 2 hours. Probably closer to 3. I was here early.
Because when was the last time you think it updated? You and I have been here for 3 years, right?
It updates periodically, but not like this.
Yeah, but I'm saying, and when have we ever gotten a big time one?
Let's find out.
There we go. Daniel.
Jeff.
The eraser is here.
Jeff, it is time for us to break. No, it's not Oarsman. B. Mitch has a FanDuel. But Doug, are we going to be able to break?
I hope so. We'll figure it out.
We good.
All right.
I think Jeff hit a button.
Bees next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull vibes right here. You know, the place where the dinner is tonight, I don't know if they have Red Bull. You mean bring one and we could split it and have a Vodka Red Bull to kick the night off?
It's all right.
Fine. We won't split it. I'll keep it to myself. Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor, joins us now. What up, Mr. Bees?
Gentlemen, how are we? Fine day. Beautiful climate here in the DMV. Nice and cloudy and miserable again. Love it.
I mean, you're the guy that was shocked to learn that we don't have mountains around here. That's on you.
Oh, we got
dude.
Mountains, Bees. You just got to go out my way a little bit.
Hey, nah, you know, not compared to out west.
But I got one that I would like to see him ride up.
Where in Vegas?
Skyline.
So, here in the DMV, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get down to business. There's a number of things I want to talk to you about. First,
Now
B. Mitch talked about the bike ride. It's a impressive charitable endeavor you guys take on this weekend, riding 100 miles on a bike in 2 days. How you feeling? How are the legs? How's the back?
Well, I just left acupuncturist, if that helps.
Okay.
I'll be fine. I didn't do the best training. My good old buddy Brett Rice is digging at me. He says, what kind of training did you do? Well, I rode Monday and Tuesday, so I feel pretty good.
Ask him what kind of training he did, Bees.
Oh, he's lazy.
He went out and tried to wrestle with somebody, and young dude broke his knee up.
Yeah, there you go, Brett.
Well, we know he's not the...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let me tell you right now, if all the amount of talking he does, if he used that as his training, he'd be the best athlete around.
All right, Bees, I'm sure you have picks, but I'd like you I want you to help us understand something.
Okay.
You're a Vegas guy through and through. You understand the gambling business, right? Like the actual business of this stuff. Not when to hit or stay on a 16, like the overarching business. So,
correct.
In the last really 24, 48 hours, you know, they allow betting on the NFL draft, and the betting markets have been very volatile about who the Commanders are going to take at number two. And in the last 24, 48 hours, it was Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, as a major favorite, and that is really evened out between he and Drake May in the last day, in the last day or so. What are some of the events that could drive that?
Well, you know, it's just overall action at the window. That's really, you know, your main thing. If that's really the case in point, sometimes you can move it just off of, you know, these guys also go out and research what's going in behind these different actions that they're putting out there. And they've got to put the right line out there so they don't get beat. And so at the end of the day, they might hear something that changes that mindset of the number. They'll go back in and adjust the number just based off that. But most of the time, it's just based off of the volume that comes actually through the casino doors. and each place is a little bit different. That's why, but the beauty, if you go back 15, 20 years, you all had different numbers. You could pull, you might get Jaden Daniels at minus 125, let's say at Cirque, and you walk over to MGM and you can catch it up, you know, plus 110 or something. So things have changed now with today's technology to keep it an even market. Keep in mind, though, this when it comes to this NFL draft, there's not heavy action on this. No one's taking a ton of action on it or heavy bets because they know that there could be some sort of insider information that could change the drive of that number. And that's simply what might have happened with this. Some might have been overheard and said, okay, well, Jaden Daniels, his agent, they're not 100% sure if they like Washington or the DMV. And they said it out loud somewhere, and it catches on, and one person goes to another person, and next thing you know, you got about 200,000 people that know, and that's why your number, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day changes. So that could be the case in point with that. I did talk to my guy out at Cirque, a guy to my Nick McDonovich, one of the smarter guys in the sports book industry.
Hang on. You're back. All right, so you talked to your guy at Circa. What'd he tell you?
He said there really wasn't a lot of action being taken on these individual rounds and draft picks and stuff like that. He did say the most tickets that are being written are the ones on the over-under total quarterbacks in the first round, which is 4.5. And on that number, he likes the over in that. He does believe Penix goes in the first round. And that's really the most action they're seeing. And I said, well, kind of, are you taking any kind of volume whatsoever? He says, nah, I mean, just, you know, it's all just small numbers that are coming across the board. We're not seeing any kind of big action on these bets. And hence the number, once again, it just could be information that was possibly leaked out or someone from Mays camp said, hey, you know, looks like we're going to be going to D.C. And any of those, you know, pieces could have added to why the number may have changed.
What constitutes big action for your purposes?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a 5-digit bet.
Okay.
Something of that caliber. Anything under that doesn't carry much weight.
That's kind
and
of
that mean, 5-digit means before the period, not you with the period, Jay.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up.
And the thing is, they're not going to. I would almost guarantee none of these places are going to take more than 20,000 on one of these bets.
Well, and that's
it'd be silly.
I've kind of thought that, and that leads me to believe that a lot of this action, especially the online action, is going to be $5-$10, right?
Right. And you might get five guys a bit off. 5K each, and next thing you know, well, let's move it to nickel. You know, let's move it to minus 130. But the odds that they give, if you look at, if you add it across the board, they're not even giving you good odds on this. They'll give you five or six choices, and if you go, you're not getting a good bet. Let's just put it that way. These mobile sites, and I've seen it time and time again, more so during the Masters last week, where they had one guy minus 190 and the other guy plus 145. They don't want the action. You know, they want people, like I think someone said it earlier, or you did, JP, they want the parlays. And that's what they want on these mobile sites to get the little guy fishing to win, you know, 50,000. You'll see those tickets. Oh, guy won 50,000 off a dollar bet. Well, 100,000 people lost a dollar too. So right. Guess what? Guess who's up 50K?
Right. Yeah.
And
exactly.
See, that's what I told them, Bees. Vegas is in the business of making money.
I would hope so.
Hey,
I have a son there. I still like him.
Bees also is in the business of making money. Thank you for explaining that, and thank you for reaching out to Nick for a little more insight on it.
And he's more than happy to come on if you guys ever want him. He really, really knows the stuff. I mean, what I think I know, he knows 100 times, and I truly, that is probably a factual number. He's been in the industry 30-plus years.
Okay. Right. Yeah, maybe we get him on next week.
We'll do that.
Now, if I know you well, you've got some picks for us. I know you got some action coming this weekend. What do you like, sir?
So, you know, I really haven't dug too deep because I've been so busy trying to train for my bike ride those 2 days. but what I do like and what I'm going to play this, I mean, I don't know how effective it's going to be, but I'm going to play every single series, the underdogs, to win the series in the National Hockey League. It seems to me that's been a trend that seems positive. I mean, I think I saw the Capitals at plus 350, another one at plus 350. You know, you get one or two of those guys, and And that's what I'm going to do. Baseball, really need to take a look at the bases yet tonight. But, yeah, that's where I stand currently. I think it's going to be a good weekend for the Nationals. The Astros are playing real bad. I will take the Nats in the series. A couple reasons. They're celebrating their fifth five-year anniversary. All the boys are back. The electricity is going to be bigger and better. So I'm taking the Nats in the series. Astros are not playing good right now. And I just don't know how good the Astros are this year. I think it's going to be a tough way for them to get back into the playoffs.
Dude, how impressive have you been with the Nats early here?
You know what? None. You know why? Because I saw these kids in spring training.
He said they were going to be good when he came back.
Yeah, these guys are better than what you think. I liked Winker when I first saw him. I liked Senzel. Vargas is, you know, he's your new baby shark Parr. He's got the best personality, great clubhouse guy. Riley's finally getting a chance to play, so it's going to give him more of a chance to blossom. These guys are good. C.J. Abrams looks like he has been in the league for 15 years, the way that he's standing in that plate. He is seeing everything that's coming his way. Lane Thomas struggling a little bit, but he's in the right spot. He's in the good zone. I like the guys. I think they're going to – I took them over 66.5. I think they're a better team than what you think. The pitching, their bullpen got better real good real quick. So, and Tanner Rennie's – I'm still waiting for my guy Tanner to get back 100%. He's missing a little velo still. Once he gets his velo back, you're going to have so many big arms out of that bullpen. We could use a big, big lefty that can really throw the ball. But I like them. I think they get 500 this year, which most people say that's not very good. It's good for what their payroll is.
Hell yeah, it is. It's good for a team that is
deferring. $5 million deal, they're deferring it.
Right. Beast, thank you, man. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the bike ride.
Thanks, JP. CB.
All right. That's our guy, Mike Beasley. When we come back, Paul Troth, part of the Elite 11 football coaching, knows quarterbacks. We're going to talk some ball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.